The Warriors slugging it out with the Bulls and get a variety of contributions in the effort. Klay Thompson with 6 3-pointers on the night en route to a game-high 28 points. Kevin Durant delivering 22 points and 10 boards on the evening, while Draymond Green with a strong night from beyond the arc, hitting 5 threes and finishing with 19 points and 8 rebounds. JaVale McGee with 13 points in the start, making an impact in the paint in his 16 minutes of play, while Stephen Curry dished out 6 assists to go with 13 points as the Warriors take down the Bulls, 123-92 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
We closed the game well. We had our moments during the game. I thought Klay was tremendous in the second half, obviously making shots, but also engaged defensively and on the glass and just kind of doing a lot of work out there and getting stuff done. So it's a good effort. We had some moments that weren't so great. We gave up a lot of offensive rebounds, but pulled it together and pulled away.
What is your comment or feeling about the fact that everybody scored tonight?
That's always something that you love as a coach. It doesn't happen very often. But everybody feels good when they go home and they've scored, they've contributed. It's a powerful effect for the team when everybody's, feeling like they're part of it.
Steve, after Saturday, you've had a few days since then, and Kevin, we don't see him have a bad game very often, but the way he played and Draymond doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah, well, Draymond had the 3-point shot going 5 for 6, and that's a really strong team inside with Taj and Robin Lopez, and so that's a, they pose a lot of problems even without, Wade and Jimmy Butler. They're still strong on the interior, and you have to keep them off the boards. And obviously, that was a problem. They had 15 offensive rebounds. So I thought Draymond battled down there. I thought KD kind of rounded into form and just had a nice all-around night, moved the ball and shot it well. And so, we were obviously we had the upper hand in terms of just the talent without their two main guys, especially. So we just had to stay with it and make sure we stayed solid. And at the end, 37 assists and 13 turnovers. So we took care of the ball pretty well.
Steve, how did you like what you saw from Weber tonight?
I liked what I saw from Bree. He's a high energy player. He's really fast. He fits our roster well. That's a position where we actually needed some depth, and you saw Steph get into some foul trouble, and we played Bree the last few minutes of the third quarter. We like having that option, and it was terribly difficult to let Anderson go because of what he's meant to our team and the kind of human being he is. But these are the kinds of games where you see why we had to make that move. You want to close the game the right way. You want to have balance to your roster. You want to have positions filled. And I think Bree's going to fill that role well.
Steve, how's JaVale doing after that fall? And what did you think about his run with the starters these past 4 games?
Yeah, JaVale's been great. He's fine. I asked him how he was doing. He said he landed on his butt. I said, what's the prognosis? He said, well, both cheeks really hurt. So... just for your information, both cheeks are injured. So we'll see how – we'll check the cheeks individually tomorrow, and we'll see how he's doing.
Coach, it's been about a month since you made the change with putting Durant more in the first quarter and then Draymond and sometimes Klay in that second, fourth quarter. How are you feeling about that, and do you think that that's kind of the new normal moving forward?
Well, we like it. It's different. It gives us a little different look. Mac has done a good job of filling in for David West. When we started that process, David West was at the 5 with that second group, but McAdoo's really come in and played well for us. But it's just something that where it seems to give us a little more punch defensively to start the second and fourth quarters, and it's worked well. But you never know how things are going to. How they're going to play out. You just kind of go with what seems to be working, and we may have to adjust from here, but right now we'll stick with it.
So if you guys leave tomorrow for Memphis, a team you've lost to a couple times this year, then you go to OKC. Just wonder what your thoughts are about the upcoming couple of games.
Yeah, yeah, tough trip. And then Denver obviously playing really well also. And all three teams are big physical teams. And we're without Zaza and David, obviously. And we'll see how JaVale's doing. But it's a challenge, major challenge on the front line, especially with the size of the teams that we're playing against.
Any chance you might get Zaza or David back during the trip?
I doubt it, but we'll see. They're both kind of day to day, but we're not in a rush either. You know, we got the All-Star break coming. Anytime a guy is banged up, and you're in the middle of the season, you got the break coming. It would make a lot of sense just to, you know, let it happen, let the break come. And, if there's any question, if a guy's 100%, we'll let him go. But if there's any question, we could even go all the way to the break without him and bring him back after the break if that's what it looks like. But I'm not saying that's the plan. I'm just saying that we're going to be conservative and we'll see how it plays out.
And now the Warriors head out on a three-game road trip that will bring the team to Memphis on Friday, Oklahoma City on Saturday, before things wrap up on Monday night in Denver. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.